Welcome to the SDSU Extension Radio Network. I'm Pam Gebert. South Dakota is dry, with 100% of the state in the moderate to extreme drought category on the U.S. Drought Monitor. SDSU Extension Soils Field Specialist Anthony Bly states the lack of snow is also a concern, as open soils are vulnerable to erosion, especially those which were worked this autumn.
And yesterday I saw fields that weren't tilled blowing as well, and they're just, it's just the fact that it's too smooth and the residues cut too short.
Snow is key in shielding fields from wind erosion, but if the winter remains open, he says farmers concerned about soil loss might consider taking action.
Tillage does stop soil from blowing, where you do strips out in the field at a perpendicular angle to the wind. You just make that surface rough again. You know, I'm the last person to advocate for any tillage, but if you're in a dire strait, that does stop it temporarily.
Frost seeding a cereal crop in early spring could also shield the soil with emerging leaves, but he says all these measures are subpar at best. Growers with overwintering cover crops are best protected from wind erosion, but Bly advises monitoring the crop's moisture use in spring if conditions remain dry.
Our goal is not to reduce the productivity of the cash crop. Our goal is to augment its production. And so, yeah, we really need to be watching the patterns, and if it's staying dry, considering taking those cover crops out early is probably the thing that needs to be done.
Visit extension.sdstate.edu for more on conservation strategies.